Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Bechoros Daf Mem, Bechoros 48, pagination is 79. We'll start on the facing page, the concluding words of the Mishnah, Malei Etzba, in describing the anatomy of an animal, the statement of a finger's length is used. And therefore, the Gemara expounds on the concept of a finger's length, actually gives three applications, the third relating to the Mishnah itself. So let's start from the bottom of the page on Lametes Amud Beis 39b. Tana, we learnt, about 10 lines up. Etzba she'amru, when Chazal used the term etzba, a finger, and this is how we give measurements, they didn't have the reliability of a ruler that they would carry with them. These measurements were based on the average person size. We have tefach, a hand's breadth, an amma, an arm's length, and there's an etzba, there's a finger. Tana etzba she'amru echad me'arba'a batefach shall kol ha'adam. The etzba, the finger width that's described, which incidentally is the thumb at its largest point just above the joint, that's the same as a quarter of a tefach. Now, a tefach is a hand's breadth. You make a fist. This piece that's being described of the thumb is actually perpendicular as you're holding it. It's not because it is a quarter. It's just that the measure happens to be that it is a quarter, but not that it's literally one quarter of the tefach if you would dissect the tefach. Lamai Hilchasa, the Gemara asks, for what reason are you telling me that the etzba has this measure? Amar Rabba l'inyan tcheles. Rabba said it has to do with tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis is sometimes called by the name of its distinctive feature, which was tcheles in the time that it was able to be observed. We don't have a clear tradition as to what techeles is, and therefore it's described as nignaz, it was hidden away, and will be yet revealed to us, presumably by Eliyahu HaNavi, who has a tradition, because Eliyahu Lomeis, he didn't die, so he still has that tradition, and he can fill in our Mesorah, our tradition. Detanyo, as we learned in a Braisa, Kamachutin hu nosein. How many threads do you put through the garment in order to create tzitzis? Beishamai omrim arba'a. Beishamai say four. You send them through, and they'll become eight, and that's what we're familiar with. Uveselel omrim shlosha. Beiselel say three. Now, often we focus directly on Beis Hillel. In this particular case, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, the Gemara in Menachas, Mem Aleph, Amud Beis, continues and says that Rav Papa endorsed the four-string method, and that's what we do. V'kamatei mishuleshes, and how much should the braided part of the tzitzis be, meaning you make your double knot, and then you start doing the braid, the twirls. How much of the length of these strings should that braided part be? You'll see this in the bottom line of Rashi, Lishna Acharina, another approach. Mishuleshes kama yeheba migidil levad me anaf. How much should be the braided part besides the strings that hang freely? So the Gemara tells us, Beshamei Omrim Arba'a, four, Veselel Omrim Shlosha, three. And these measures of length of the gedil are being done with the etzpa, which we're being told is echad me'arba betefach shakal adam, one quarter of a tefach. So that's our first example of the significance of the measure etzpa. You would be dealing, according to Beis Shammai, with four thumb widths of gedil besides the anaf, which ideally is double the gedil. The Gemara continues one line up. Another example of etzpa. Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua Amar l'shtei amos, there were two amma measures in the Beis HaMikdash. These were the master measures that people would compare their measuring sticks to. And they were deviant, if you'll allow the expression, from the accurate amma by a certain amount. As the Gemara will explain, when people would take raw material from the Beis HaMikdash and then later return the leftover, they would be taking according to a certain measurement and be returning according to a different measurement in a way that Efsha Letzamtzem, we recognize that you can't get measurements absolutely perfect. And therefore, there was a certain error purposely constructed so that people would not take from Hekdesh what they weren't entitled to. Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Yeshua Amar l'shtei amos, there are two amos, detanan, let's explain this. Shtei amos hayu b'shushan habira. There were two amma measures by the doorway known as Shar Shushan, in a room, Shushan Habira, Achas al Kerem Mizrachet Sifonis, one on the northeast part, V'achas al Kerem Mizrachet Deromis, and one on the southeast part, Shal Kerem Mizrachet Sifonis Hoysa Yisera al Shal Moshe Chatzi Etzba, one of them was half a finger's width larger than the original Amma of Moshe. V'shal keren mizrachas deromis haisa yisera alea chatzi etzba. And the next one was one half etzba more than that. Nimtzes yisera asha Moshe etzba, so that in total it was a full etzba more than that of Moshe. V'lama hayu achas gedol v'achas ketana. And why indeed did they have these two extra measures? Why don't you just accurately stick to the Amma of Moshe? Kishahayu nimnotlim biktana umachzirin bigdola shalo yavo lidei mi'ila. We have a concept that they would take according to the Amma of Moshe, and they would return to their disadvantage, so to speak, so that they would have to return more of the measure of leftovers, because it's Yevshel Etzamtim, as Rashi says on the third line, it's impossible to be absolutely accurate, and therefore this was the margin of error built in to make sure they didn't take advantage of the Beis HaMikdash. Tarti Lomali, why indeed did you need two such measures? Wouldn't one suffice? You just need the Amma of Moshe plus one of these counter error strategy measures. Chada de kaspa v'zahava v'chada de binyana. One of them was for silver and gold, and one of them was for building materials. So when we were dealing with building materials, we would go up a full etzpa. But when it came to gold and silver, that the work involved was meticulous, so we don't want to be so harsh in our measures, and the item itself is very expensive. The words of Rashi in Menachos is umnes yakara. It's a very dear craftsmanship. so we're not as harsh and we allow just the half etzba measure in such a thing to provide us that accuracy in addressing the margin of error. So far we have one case of etzba by tzitzis and another by the transactions between the craftsman and the Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak v'item Rav Huna bar Nosson lo osa shoshaninu sheyesh basa ben chulyo l'chulyo melo etzba. The description in anatomy, which is how we linked to our Mishnah as well, there's a finger breadth of flesh between the vertebrae of the tail. And again, our basic topic is that the finger breadth that we're describing is the equivalent of 1/4 of a tefach, which is also expressed directly as the width of the thumb at its widest point. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.